The new leader of the One Nation Party in Queensland is, in fact, its original founder, Pauline Hanson. Good evening.
Good evening. Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me, why have you decided to go back into politics?
I'm very disillusioned with the political scene at the moment, and I just don't feel that I'm being heard as a voice. I think it's quite important to have another political party. I actually thought that Clive Palmer would be relevant and that he would that he's was very much needed, but I just don't believe he's doing the right job, and the public support that I have received, and whenever I'm out and people ask me, come back, we should have listened to you years ago, or you know, get back into it, and that's encouraged me, and the executive asked me to come back as well.
Does it surprise you that Jackie Lambie and Clive Palmer have fallen out, and it seems now that Jackie Lambie will probably soon resign from the Palmer United Party?
Look, there are clear issues there. Jackie Lambie has clearly, she's a very strong minded person. She's a very independent person. I respect her for standing up for the values of Tasmania and fighting for what she truly believes in. She's not going to be anyone's yes person, and that's clear. And I think Clive Palmer's found her match with Jackie Lambie. But, it would be good to see these internal fighting or whatever kept internal with the party. People don't want to hear that. They don't want to see that. That's not all part of it. And remember, all political parties go through it. There's always your infighting that happens, even in the Liberal and Labor Party. So that's constantly happening. But Australians want clear direction. Australians don't want to see this. They want to know. And what I'd say is there's no good blocking all the legislation. She should look at it, yes, stand up and fight for Tasmania, but don't hold the rest of Australia to ransom by blocking legislation that may assist and help a lot of Australians.
If she becomes an independent, would you invite her to join your party, the One Nation Party?
Look, I have been asked that, and I do respect that someone is elected under a political party, they should remain with that party, because that's who voters vote for. If she was to actually be thrown out of the party or resign, I will be honest, my door will be open to have talks with Jackie Lambie, and I'll just take it from there. But I have not approached Jackie Lambie. I have not spoken to her at all. And she's got to represent the state of Tasmania, and clearly she seems to be very concerned about her state, which is good to see.
Now, I don't know if you were friends with Mark Latham. I think you and he were both in the federal parliament at the same time, but about an hour ago he was on this program. I asked him the same question about the two of you, that is you and Jackie Lambie, both going in the in your party, the One Nation Party. This is what Mark Latham, former Labor leader, had to say.
They'd be arguing about everything from the colour of their lipstick to the nature of their policies.
That's a bit dismissive, the colour of their lipstick.
Well, they would. They'd be arguing about everything, Tom. They're very headstrong people. Hanson couldn't run a cohesive political party. Lambie couldn't stay inside of one. They'd be at each other's throat within 5 minutes, I guarantee it.
Well, Pauline Hanson, has Mark Latham got a point?
No, he hasn't actually. It's quite funny to actually listen to his comments. Mark, of course, he's going to say that. He doesn't want to see Pauline Hanson back on the political thing, especially heading a political party again that gained so much support and had such an impact on the Liberal and Labor parties. Look, not at all. And where he's pulled that from, like I said, it's just ridiculous what he said.
Are you just running in Queensland, or do you have plans to run in the federal election eventually?
No, we'll be running in the federal election eventually in a couple of years' time. Look, Tom, I've got a lot of work to do to revive this party, to get it going again. We are registered in Queensland. We've got a national registration of the party. We're ratifying at a meeting on the 29th of November to change the party name back to Pauline Hanson's One Nation. Letters went out to all the members in Queensland last week, and I've been told as of today that not one letter has come back negative. All the members are pleased to hear that I've now leader of the party again and changed the name back to Pauline Hanson's One Nation. So it's all very, it looks all very positive, but like I said, there's a lot of work to do, and I think Australians are now ready to see One Nation on the scene. Like I said, they now see that a lot of issues that I raised years ago are now come into play with the political parties, or it's happening in Australia. So there's a lot more that I wish to raise and keep people informed.
Pauline Hanson, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Pauline Hanson there, the old new leader of the One Nation Party. We did run out of time, but I've got to say the West Australian president of One Nation over there has described Pauline Hanson as psychotic and says that the Queensland branch of One Nation is a Mad Hatter's Tea Party.